Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesETC.
Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions.
Unless there's an explicit exclusion of abortion, abortion will be in health care reform.
We believe that abortion should be safe, legal, rare, and accessible, and that a health care reform should not make it more difficult for women to get abortions in this country.
We think that in some sense is a distraction. I mean, it's a very important issue. But in the context of a country where a growing number of millions and millions of people do not have health insurance, we feel that's more the main issue for this particular debate.
The American people will not stand for government-run insurance that uses taxpayer money to fund abortions in this country.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues Etc.
Did you hear that Elizabeth Clare Prophet died? Maybe you've never even heard of Elizabeth Clare Prophet. If you remember the heyday of the New Age movement in, oh, I guess it was the 70s and the early 80s, then you probably do remember Elizabeth Clare Prophet. She died late last week, and the church that she helped found, her husband founded, and she, after his death in 1973, kind of picked up where he left off. The church, Universal and Triumphant, was really right there at the center of the New Age's heyday. So is the New Age over now that Elizabeth Clare Prophet has gone to meet her maker? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Greetings and thanks for tuning us in on this Monday afternoon, October the 19th. After our discussion with Gretchen Passantino about the death of Elizabeth Clare Prophet and the Church Universal and Triumphant, well, it's Reformation Week here at Issues Etc. That means Pastor Stephen Parks is going to help us kick off a five-part daily series on the 16th century Reformation and its theology today, Scripture Alone. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email questions or comments to us right here in the studio as well, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter comments to us at @issuesetc. Gretchen Passantino is co-founder of Answers in Action based in Costa Mesa, California, and she's a regular guest. Gretchen, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. I'm glad to be with you.
The New Age was really in full swing back in the 70s and 80s when the Church Universal and Triumphant was hitting its stride. But with the death of Elizabeth Clare Prophet, is the New Age coming to an end?
No, I really don't think so, Pastor Todd. I think one of the biggest reasons I disagree with that statement is that New Age has become ordinary everyday age now. The ideas of reincarnation, of spirit exclusivity, of getting messages from the beyond, of earning your salvation by learning the exclusivistic and mysterious secret communications from the gods or from these spiritual masters has become a mainstream thing now. You see it every day on Oprah, you hear it every day on the radio and see it on, you know, different television programs. What was strange and bizarre and in one way or another imported and adapted from Eastern philosophy and Eastern religions in the 70s and 80s and early 90s has, at the end of the century and the beginning of this century, become mainstream American religion.
So who was Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and what is the Church Universal and Triumphant?
Well, she was an American. Her husband was also an American, but they were both very heavily influenced by Eastern philosophy and Eastern religion, most particularly some forms of Hinduism and Buddhism that had been popularized in the Western world through a lot of the writings of, now I know you're not old enough to understand this or to remember this, Todd, but back in the beatnik generation, my older sister's generation, a lot of these Eastern philosophies were imported into the West and became part of a kind of a self-made, amalgamated religion of self-expression. In my generation in the 60s, the Beatles made it popular with the Hare Krishnas, and Transcendental Meditation and Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Those kinds of ideas were the ideas that Elizabeth, Mark Prophet first, and then his wife Elizabeth picked up on. And they believed that the best spiritual masters of all human history around the world, people like Jesus, people like the Buddha, people like Saint Germain from the late medieval period in Europe, that when they died, they didn't really die, they just ceased their mortal earthbound existence, and they began an unfettered by time or an eternal existence among other ascended masters, they were called. And those ascended masters had the ability to look on earth for humans who were especially susceptible to spiritual truth, to spiritual insight. And those people, like Mark and Elizabeth Prophet, were visited by the ascended masters, and in a mystical experience, they received these esoteric, these exclusivistic revelations from the ascended masters and were allowed to teach them to the rest of humanity. That was the founding of the Church Universal and Triumphant. Actually, it began as an organization called Summit Lighthouse, and that name is still used by them. In fact, it's a trademarked name. And they began gaining converts not only all over the United States, but around the world too. At the height of their popularity in the 1980s, they had maybe 50,000 or so followers around the world, and they began to gather a lot of them at their headquarters. They moved to, you know, different places. They were in the Los Angeles area for a while, in Colorado for a while, but they ended up near Bozeman, Montana. They built a huge complex there. They owned more property there than I think anybody but the federal and state governments. And they built one of the largest underground refuges that had been devised in the United States, even at the height of the Cold War when people were building bomb shelters. And in this underground refuge, they believed they were going to be protected from the apocalypse that was going to overtake the earth in the early 1990s. Now, that date came and went, and the end didn't happen. And like so many other false prophets, rather than saying, "I'm sorry, I was wrong, I guess I wasn't a prophet after all," Elizabeth Prophet said, "You know what? It was just supposed to be a drill, just to see how faithful my followers were, just to see if we would do what was right when the time does come." Well, not too long after that, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and her involvement in public appearances, in channeling new messages from the Ascended Masters, in leading the organization on a day-by-day basis, gradually dwindled until by the end of the 1990s, she disappeared from public view. And over the last decade, she's had conservators taking care of her health and welfare. One of them was one of her daughters, and last week she finally died from complications from Alzheimer's.
So kind of a semi-apocalyptic New Age. Did it claim to be Christian?
Well, they claimed to be universal truth. They claimed to have the best of the religious insights and truths from all the world religions. So from Christianity as well. In their theology, Jesus is just one of many ascended masters. Not everything he said in his earthly life was actually divine and actually spiritually true, but quite a lot of it was. Since he has become an ascended master, along with Buddha, along with, you know, other great religious leaders from history, what he communicated from that astral plane or that mystical state of existence through Elizabeth Prophet, that was 100% accurate. So you can understand for somebody who's involved in the Church Universal and Triumphant, if it comes to, do I follow the New Testament, Jesus' words represented there, or do I follow Jesus' words as channeled through Elizabeth Prophet, he's going to follow the words channeled through Elizabeth Prophet. That's a superior revelation in their theology.
You said that the New Age isn't over. It's actually been mainstreamed, but I wonder in particular about the Church Universal and Triumphant. Often these movements do rise and fall more or less with their charismatic founders and leaders. What do you think about it in that respect, with only about a minute here, Gretchen?
They're certainly much smaller than they used to be. They have a very small staff in Montana now. They have churches in over 250 countries, but most of those are very, very small groups. Certainly in numbers, they have greatly decreased, although they do have a strong leadership, and that leadership has been promoting and developing the organization over the 10 years since Elizabeth Prophet disappeared from public view. They will continue, but more importantly, their ideas, whether held by Church Universal and Triumphant or by just by individuals who are tickled by that kind of thinking, those ideas are still prevalent today. The only recourse, the only answer to that kind of false theology is the true gospel of Jesus Christ, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That's where true eternal life is.
Gretchen Pasentino is co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. You can read something that she's written about Elizabeth Clare Prophet and the Church Universal and Triumphant under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. Gretchen, thank you again.
Thank you, and God bless you and all your listeners.
When we come back, it's Reformation Week here. We're kicking it off on this Monday afternoon, the 19th of October. We call it Reformation Week. We just want to emphasize with our listeners how important the theology of the Reformation is and the ongoing nature of the Reformation. Plus, we're kicking off the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Now, this series that we're beginning today is going to walk step by step through what we call the great solas, the great alones of the 16th century Reformation, most strongly associated with Martin Luther and those who came after him in the Lutheran stream, but other Christians sign on to them, at least basically, as well. What are the great solas? Well, we'll start with Scripture alone. But then we also, in the as the series goes on, we have grace alone, faith alone, and the most important of all, Christ alone. We'll end our series talking about the Reformation yesterday and today. Stephen Parks will be our guest on the other side of the break as we begin talking about Scripture alone. Is it even in the Bible? That's what the critics of Scripture alone often say. You can't find the teaching itself in the Bible, and if you do, it's circular reasoning. Why is it so important? We got to struggle with that word, alone. And we will, with Stephen Parks, right after this.
Christian apologist Gretchen Pasentino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Delivering apologetics artillery right on target. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in Word and Sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.